So welcome to Corps Volunteer Training. My name is Tamara Staton. If you haven't met me yet, it's still Tamara, even if you have met me. I am the Education and Resilience Coordinator here at CCO, and I'm really glad you're here. This is Corps Volunteer Training, and tonight's topic is engaging with CCL community. So if you haven't had a chance yet, tell us where you're calling from in the chat. If you'd like, you can tell us something you like. As I said, my name is Tamara Staton. It rhymes with Camera Satan. And I co-founded my CCL chapter in Portland, Oregon, maybe almost 9-10 years ago. Then a few years later, I stepped in as regional coordinator for the Greater Pacific Northwest region. And then I was offered a position on staff as education and resilience coordinator, which is a role that I love because I get to integrate my background in teaching and coaching and with my passion for working on all things climate. So anyway, when I'm not advocating, I'm diving into building a van with a camper van, adventure van with my family. And we just got back from this amazing, beautiful area in Southern Oregon. You should go there if you've never been. It's so amazing. But that's for a different topic. It's another day. Tonight, I'm going to hopefully succeed with three goals for you. Number one, understand the differences between CCL's primary websites. If you know how many websites we have, go ahead and take a guess. Actually, whether you know or not, I want to see, take a guess. How many websites do you think we have? Add that to the chat right now. I'm going to try to make this as interactive as possible because that's way more fun, I think, for most of you. 100. Wow, that's a lot. 4, 5, 1. All right, so we're going to see the answer to that in just a few minutes. Goal number two is explore the trainings, resources, and tools available in CCL community to enhance your climate advocacy. We're going to spend most of our time on CCL community. And number three, to discover the ways for you to participate that harness your talent and areas of interest effectively, because there's no sense in volunteering with an organization that asks you to do things that you hate. That would be lame. Some people might do that, but I'm definitely not into that. We don't want you to have to be into that either. So let's see, 20, 3, 2, 5, 53. Good guess, 1. All right, we have more than 1 and far less than 100. We are going to be addressing 3 websites this evening, but I think we actually have maybe 5. You'd think I would know, but we keep adding these websites. Anyway, we have between 3 and 5 websites, but 3 primary websites. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to, number one, review our websites. Number two, we are going to walk through one of our websites, which is called CCL Community. And number three, we are going to have a Q&A discussion. I would love to know how many of you have been on this call, have been on CCL Community before tonight. Go ahead and let me know in the chat with a yes, or I've been there, or whatever, some way to let me know. Yeah, you've been on CCL Community. And if you're wondering what that even is, we're going to get there. So that was a little way to get you kind of curious. So let's jump into exploring our 2 main websites before we get to CCL Community, citizensclimatelobby.org and the Energy Innovation Act website. So we have 2 public-facing websites, as we call them. And the first, the one on the left is citizensclimatelobby.org. I see that many of you have been to the community website. That's awesome. citizensclimatelobby.org, and I believe Amy's going to drop that link into the chat for you. The purpose of citizensclimatelobby.org is really designed for the public. It's for those learning about CCL or interested in learning more about who we are as an organization. It has the basics of who we are, how we do what we do, and why, and links to the latest. So the Energy Innovation Act website on the right is the bill website. It's the website all about the bill that we advocate for and support in the House of Representatives, which I believe now has 80 co-sponsors, though it keeps climbing regularly and we might be up to 81. And it is designed for the public to understand the bill and who supports the bill and the specifics of the bill. So let me show you, this is the citizensclimatelobby.org website. And this is scrolling down on the home page. So you've got the sort of the most important buttons as you scroll down, and then you can see the basics of about us. You've got what our supporters are saying and the latest news. And then just to quickly take you through the tabs at the top, we've got this about section. You can find out what we do, our accomplishments. You can see all the staff on the team, financial information, it's all public. If you go over to our climate solution, you can see that you can find Energy Innovation Carbon Dividend Act information on this website, as well as the other one actually. And some prices on pollution studies and so forth. The Take Action tab is a really awesome tab. You can see that it has three dropdowns, the Getting Started, the Getting Active, and the Taking Action Now. So for example, if you have a friend that wants to do the climate advocacy training, or maybe you haven't done it yourself and you'd like to, that is gonna be on the left-hand side over here, the informational session. Getting Active, you can access our action sheets and so forth in the middle. And then Taking Action Now are things for super simple, like writing Congress, tweeting Congress, registering to vote, things like that. And then I just wanna mention that joining CCL, for those of you who haven't done that or who have friends that might want to, it's free. And there's also a really simple search feature on the right-hand side. The bill website, the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act website, which is energyinnovationact.org, that is, like I said, focused on the bill that we support, and it goes into how it works. So it highlights all the basic parts of the bill. You can also see, actually, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a personal carbon dividend calculator. You can find out what your own personal carbon dividend would be based on some really specific input that you put into there. The news, what I really like about this is, what are people saying about the Energy Innovation Act in the news? CNN, The Atlantic, if you scroll down, you would see lots of news outlets and what things are being said about it. There are statements which are similar to supporters, but statements are basically like it says, statements that organizations or businesses have made in support of the Energy Innovation Act, but they are different than supporters, in that supporters, it's like a blanket piece of support. I support the Energy Innovation Act with no caveats. Statements often have a few caveats to maybe pieces of the legislation that they're not so happy with, for example. And so there you can see the who supports it and how many businesses, how many organizations, et cetera, et cetera. And then if you want to endorse the bill, or if you know somebody or a business or a key influencer, they would go to that endorse the bill section right there and show your support, endorsing as an organization, endorsing as a prominent individual. They fill out maybe six blanks that are super simple, and then bam, they have endorsed the bill. So now we're going to take a deeper dive into CCL Community. And CCL Community is our website that is at community.citizensclimate.org. And so I'm just gonna, before I show you that next slide, I just wanna say that I'm gonna talk about sort of the 10 key basics of CCL Community. I'm gonna talk about logging in, your dashboard and your homepage, how to get help, the CCL glossary and basic terms, the new volunteer page. We're going to talk about how to set up your profile, connect with your group, action teams, community forums, and exploring resources and training. So let's dive in. Number one, how to log in. So there's no separate registration for Community. It's automatic when you join CCL. You will get emailed a login with the same email that you have that you submit to CCL, and then you can create a password, just like any other website. If you do forget your password, click on the forgot password area and you'll get emailed a new one. However, something important to note is that about 80% of Community is open to the public, and you don't need to be able to log in. You don't have to log in order to access it. The areas where you need to log in are those areas that give you direct access to people, like action teams or forums or group pages, for example. If you have missed your initial email with your CCL Community password, like I said, you can just click that forgot password and you should be able to get another one. Okay, now we're gonna talk about your dashboard. once you log in, you will be brought to your dashboard. And again, I think, yep, Amy put that link in the chat for you. So CCL Community is our volunteer resource and training platform. That's the way I like to think of it. It includes all sorts of opportunities for communication and learning, and learning more in depth about who we are and how we do it, and also provides our volunteers with lots and lots of resources for how to do what we do and do it well. So at the top, you've got that those tabs, pretty basic. Anytime you just click on the little CCL logo, it'll take you back home. So will the CCL dashboard. Resources and trainings, we're going to go into all of these in more detail, but I just want you to orient to you to your dashboard. CCL Connect with Others is how you get to action teams and forums. And then if you want to find an event that's happening, that's where you go for events. There's an event calendar there. And then the search feature is, I don't want to say it's my favorite part of community, but it is the part that I use probably the most. If you want to find anything in community, try the search feature first. It's actually much improved. And as you can imagine, the little help, the little question mark is where you find some help. I think it currently it says help now. On your left-hand side is some blocks that are specific to you. So you can actually bookmark any page in community. And when you do, they will show up on the left-hand side. Any community groups that you join will show up under your community groups alphabetized. If you haven't joined any community groups, I believe what will just be there is the chapter that you officially belong to, where in the place where you live. And then you have a list of tools, and some of those will be the same as everybody else, depending on a role that you might play, like a state coordinator would have a state access to a state roster, whereas sort of a newer volunteer or a volunteer without such a role would not have those things. So then in the middle section, that's where you're going to have sort of the prime time thing that CCL wants you to notice. And then on the right-hand side is the upcoming speaker. The basics of taking an action will be in that blue box right in the middle. And then there will be community bulletins, things that have updates or things that have changed there. So let's talk about getting help. CCL community can be a bit overwhelming for people. So I like to talk about how to get help pretty early on. So there are in that green bar at the bottom, it doesn't look like this, right? But I took a picture, a screenshot of the green bar, and that's the green bar that is at the bottom. If you scroll down to any page in community, just all the way to the bottom, you can go to the help and then you can see these community FAQs. That's how you get to the facts, the community FAQs. Again, you can also get help by clicking that little question mark sign. I think it says help now. And if you cannot find the answer to a question that you have, you can go to the Ask Us Anything forums, which is in the Connect with Others, but we'll get there later. So here's what the general FAQs have. And again, if you're a group leader or an action team leader or a state coordinator, for example, you're going to have more different types of FAQs here. But for the average volunteer, this is where you're going to find answers to a lot of questions. There's also something called community tours. And that's a great way to get to know community on your own at your own pace. And you can take those tours as often as you would like to. And they are in the resources and training. If you click on resources and training over here under tools, they are in under tools, but they are also at the bottom in that green bar that I was showing you earlier. So there's where to find help. Here it is right there. There's touring your own dashboard, setting up your profile, how to post in the forums, and exploring training topics, resources, and tools. So those are all tours that are available for you. So if you've been around CCL for just a little bit, you might have noticed that there are a number of terms that get thrown around that maybe you're wondering, what in the heck is that? Okay, here's an example. What's an MOC? Does anybody here know what an MOC is? If you think you know, drop it in the chat. It's okay if you're wrong. I'd actually love to see some fun guesses. Oh, you guys got it. Nice. You guys are nailing it. Okay, what's an LTE? Okay, LTE. Op-ed, you can put those in the chat. Yes, awesome. Material of construction. Awesome. Okay. LTE. So we have lots of terms that get thrown around. We, those of us who've been around the block a few times at CCL try really hard to avoid using acronyms excessively. But should you want to know what an ask is, does anybody here know what an ask is? Some of you may have been in a lobby meeting, that's a clue. But do you know what an ask is? And it happens to be on the screen, but if you don't, if you just want to guess, you want to guess what an ask is. Yeah, a legislative ask. Good. It's not always a bill. Sometimes we ask our members of Congress to hold a town hall, to hold a climate-focused town hall, for example. We might ask them to co-sponsor a particular bill, for example. So yeah, it's basically what the thing that we want them to do. It's our ask. So that's where the glossary is. Amy, thank you for dropping the link into the chat. You can also find the glossary under resources and training on our new volunteer page, I think is where the glossary is. It's also in the tools section. So new volunteer page, it's a great thing that I like to point out, especially to new volunteers or those who have new volunteers in their circles. Because like I said, CCL community can feel a bit overwhelming. To get to the new volunteer page, you can click the link that Amy dropped in there, but how often can we really find links? Just go to the resources and trainings and click on this gray box on the left, new volunteer page. You can also search for it and click new volunteer and it will come up right at the top. There it is. On the new volunteer page, you can find out the basics of who we are. You can sign up for an info session. You can connect with your local chapter. You can write your member of Congress and so forth. Setting up your profile. So this is where you get to personalize your community life a little bit. It can help, and you might wonder why. Why would you want to do that? I mean, yes, it's really fun to be able to have a photo or a beautiful, whether it's your own profile photo or your favorite mountain or your favorite river or your favorite cityscape or whatever, your favorite golf club, who knows, right? You can put anything on there that is appropriate that you would like to. And in order to do that, you just go up to the, up here it says Testy Testerson. You're, instead of Testy Testerson, it will be your name up in the right-hand corner. And then you will get to your profile and you can click on any of these tabs. About me, you can add your CCL info. If you move, for example, and you need to go from Michigan to Arizona, that's where you could update your CCL info, your address, your phone number, et cetera. I do want to point out that this info is private only to you, and you get to choose the level of privacy that other people, that you have, that other people can access. So that is all in your profile as well. This is when you would click on this My Interests tab right here. What comes up is your interests in the types of things that we do as CCL volunteers. And what this does is it allows your group leader and your state coordinator to be able to see, like, oh, who in my chapter is interested in tabling, or who in my chapter is interested in lobbying. And then when a lobby meeting comes up, they could access the list of people who are interested in lobbying and you can join them, potentially join them for a meeting. Okay, speaking of chapter, connecting with your local chapter, a really valuable thing to do. This is the Minnesota Two Harbors Duluth chapter as an example, so that you can see some chapters are pretty developed and will have a photo and a description of the chapter, some upcoming events if they have any, and some discussion on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, you have tabs that will take you to various places inside of that chapter. So this is the homepage of the chapter. And then each chapter has a forum, has a list of the members. So you can see everybody who is in the chapter. Some chapters have saved files, events, there's a search feature, and some chapters have teams as well. So you can join a chapter. If you're a part of the chapter, then it says leave this chapter. If you want to join a chapter, you click that. I will mention though, you can only be a part of one chapter at any one time in CCL based on the back end of our system. It only allows people to be a part of one chapter. But this is also what action teams look like, which we're going to talk about in a minute. And again, you can bookmark it at any page. So this person, this was a picture of Brett Cease's, this is his chapter. And so obviously he bookmarked it, but you can remove a bookmark at any time. So while we're on the chapter, we're on the subject of chapters, I want to mention about the idea of monthly meetings that happen, you guessed it, every month. And volunteers around the world, they come together to do basically four things: to learn, to celebrate, to practice, and to take action. And so in this place, you can actually see that you can access current and previous speakers. I mean, you can listen to recordings pre-Zoom. Back in the day, we used to be on Conference Call USA or something like that. But you can listen to speakers from 2005 on Black Carbon. I remember that. I think that was my first CCL call. Look, you can click on our accomplishments and things like that. So all sorts of available. You can also access the monthly action sheet. So if I had clicked on this Get the Action Sheet down here in the right-hand corner, it would take me to this page. And you can see that that you can actually download the action sheet and see what CCL National is suggesting that chapters or volunteers take, what actions they take for that month. This is what is happening. I don't understand why. This is also, okay, so now we're talking about connecting with others. For some reason, there's not a blue bar at the top, but we are gonna be continue talking about connecting with others. So yes, action teams is what we were talking about. At the very top, this Connect with Others tab that I've talked about a few times, when you click on that, you will see a dropdown that says local chapters, says groups and forums and member directory. When you click on the action teams, you will come to this page that says, has this action team listing. And you can see these are all of our action teams. Here's the another interactive question for you. Which of these action teams seems interesting to you? And this is not a test. There's no right answer, but I'd love to see, like, what kind of diversity do we have in this group? Is there anybody interested in Team Oil or veterans or the Episcopal action team or the social media action team or the sea level rise action team? So go ahead and drop a team or two into the chat to see who is interested in what. And we will see what kind of interests you guys have. You can join any of the action teams at any time. You can also leave any of the action teams at any time. There's no obligation to participate at any particular level in any action team that you would like to. Some action teams meet regularly on a monthly basis. Some of them meet irregularly. Some of them don't meet at all. They just are there as a community. So we've got some interest in youth, in meteorologists, LGBTQIA plus allies outreach, health and economics, Team Oil, climate and environmental justice, Asian Pacific, Economics Policy Network. Awesome. Great diversity. Love it. So thanks for playing along. So I don't know why I boxed that, but that's an example. Oh, yes. I think if you click on that one, then it takes you to their homepage, just like a chapter. This is the action team homepage for this particular action team called Climate and Environmental Justice Action Team. And so they have some descriptions about what they do. And again, no need to walk you through this too much because it's very similar to the chapter homepages as well. So I just want to mention what teams are. And I also have talked about, well, we'll get to that later. Teams are generally, they're action teams and then there are chapter teams. So some larger chapters like the Portland chapter that I'm a part of, they are so big that now they have action teams that work on specific things like the endorsement action team or the grassroots or the presentations action team or the letters to the editor, the writers action team. But there's also national action teams. And so it's important to understand that when we're talking, when you go to the action team page on CCL Community, those are national action teams, but the chapter that you're part of, they might also have an action team as well. I mean, teams, I think many of you on this call can understand without me necessarily needing to say that there are plenty of advantages of teams. And it, you know, being able to work together with other people in CCL as opposed to doing the work on your own, it divides up the complex tasks. It can provide more stability. Other people can be doing things in a more focused way. Perhaps you might want to be working on A and they want to be working on B. Yeah, so this is an example of a chapter team. So there might be a media team and they would work on letters and articles and social media, and you'd have a grass tops team and you might have a grassroots team. And as you can see, this there's also a lobby team, and the lobby team isn't necessarily only the same people that go to lobby. We actually like to encourage new people to lobby as much as you can. In fact, I think Mark Reynolds years ago told me that the best way for people to really get engaged with CCL is to go to a lobby meeting and lobby. And I definitely agree with that. Having been to my very first lobby meeting, I was shocked that they actually cared what we had to say. I couldn't believe it. They told me that they would care and I didn't believe it. And then I went and I was super shocked that they cared, and they took notes and they asked questions. So 9 out of 10, we're almost done. And then you can ask some questions. So CCL community has site-wide forums, and this is in the upper, in the connect with others tab. You click on this and then over on the right-hand side, you can see site-wide forums. Site-wide forums are a way for you to connect with other people who have similar interests or who have similar questions. It's also a way to get your questions answered. You can ask questions about the Energy Innovation Act. You can ask questions about the economics of the policy. You pretty much ask questions about anything. And there's a way to search for, to see if your question's been answered. And there's also a very easy way for you to just submit a question. So you can see on the left-hand side where it says join the larger conversation, there's a forum to introduce yourself. That's a great way to sort of dive into the community if you haven't had a chance to do that yet. You can read other people's introductions to themselves. So these are the, there's an Ask Us Anything forum. If you can't figure out where your question might fit, that might be a good space for it. If you come across like a bug or something that's not working like you think that it should, or you think that it's not working as well as it could, then you can make a feature request, and that's where the bugs and requests would go. And then there are forums based on the five levers of political will over here: lobbying, media, grassroots, grass tops, and chapter organizing. If you want to post in the forums, it's really easy. You just would click on one of these forum topics, media relations, let's say. And then at the right, on the right-hand side, it says add topic. You just click that, and that's how you would add a topic. You can also scroll down and find out what posts and topics have been submitted already. Here's what it looks like if you want to post. It's just like an email box subject. You can even add emojis, you can add pictures, you can add links, you can even add video if you want to. Spice it up. You know what? Life is short, right? Number 10, exploring our resources and training. This is, I know I said that the search might be my favorite aspect of CCL, but this is actually my all-time favorite part of CCL community, resources and trainings. I have been working with the director of training, Brett Cease, on a spreadsheet, and he has listed out all of our trainings. And I honestly think that I was hoping to include that tonight to show you the breadth and the depth of some of the trainings that we have. But what I'm going to do instead, though you can ask about that later if you want to, I'm just going to give you the overview. When you click on resources and trainings, you get this drop down. I've shown you the new to CCL here on the left, but over here on the right, you have these three drop down menus: training topics, resources, and tools. So right now, you can see that, so the top four, the four that are listed here, are just the ones that tend to be the most popular, right? But those are not all the training topics. So if you want to see all the training topics, then you would click on all trainings. If you want to see all the resources, you click on all resources, and so forth, all tools. But these are the most common ones here. And here is an example of our training on engaging students through internships. So this is one version of a training page that we have. Over here on the left-hand side, you can see it shows you where you are. And so you can see other related trainings and where this belongs. So this is under group administration, this training. Then we have these four tabs. We have a read tab, a watch tab, a listen tab, and a resources tab. If you want to read the information, you just want to skim it PDF style, you click the read tab. If you want to watch the webinar, you click the watch tab. That would be like tonight's training will be posted in that watch tab. Unless I totally screw up tonight's presentation and then he won't post it. And you just get to watch the last one of me, maybe doing a better job than tonight. Who knows? Maybe my hair looked better last time. I don't know. We'll see what Brett decides. And then the resources tab, that's if you want to find resources that have to do with just this specific training topic, engaging students through internships. So this is another training, the Lobbying 101, the Transformative Power of Citizen Advocacy. And this we showed you because we also have another type of training. And I'm curious if anybody has yet done an interactive training. We have a handful of trainings that we have transitioned from more traditional trainings, which are the read, watch, listen resources tabs, to a more interactive format. And if you bump into one of those, like Lobbying 101 has been transitioned or transferred to a interactive format, then you will see this relocation page and then it will look more like this. And then it will take you through what has been designed to be more interactive with some questions, with more images, things like that, so that you can move through the information in a way that is a little bit more engaging. That is my goal. So thank you so much for being here, for your attention, for your interest. If you have any direct questions, feel free to email me, tamara.staden@citizensclimatelobby.org, or you'll probably get an even faster response if you go to the forums, cclusa.org/forums. Thanks for being here, everybody. Susan, bye. Have a wonderful time down bye. Under. Thanks.
Bye, Tamara. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @CitizensClimate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.